My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's bring in somebody who can talk about this series that will be played out in Los Angeles. He's a super friend of the show. He's been with us since day one from MLB.com. You know him and love him, and his name is Anthony Castrovince, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How you feeling, my
Hello.
Friend? That's about as good as an intro as I can give you.
Yeah, it's nice to know you're known and loved.
Known and loved, yes.
Known and loved, yeah. Sometimes the less you're known, the more you're loved.
That's true. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I got your intro mixed up with your brother's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's been known to happen. He's way more loved than me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Hey, this should be a good series. Dodgers, Guardians. The Guardians have kind of turned things around the last couple games here. They're playing a little bit better. Two of the top teams in Major League Baseball. Your thoughts on this series?
Well, it's great. Another great test for them. The last week has been kind of just like the season in general, where it seems like every time they start to get challenged and, oh, gosh, the wheels are falling off, they're falling apart, they manage to scrape some wins together. And lo and behold, you know, you blow to blow a 9-game division lead and then, you know, turn it right back into a 4-game lead and a 4.5-game lead on the Royals in the span of a week is pretty impressive. So obviously the Royals falling apart has a lot to do with that, but just impressed with the resilience of this team. You know, we said it all year that we didn't expect them to be here. And sometimes when that's the case, any rut, any losing streak feels like the end of the line. But I give their clubhouse a lot of credit. For as young as it is, they've had a lot of resilience.
It's better to be smarter than rich, maybe, when it comes to baseball, or maybe overly aggressive. Matthew Boyd, good targeted signing. Alex Cobb, good targeted trade. And those guys look like, and Anthony, it's a short sample size, but especially with Cobb, boy, those look like really sharp moves by this organization. Are you impressed, or surprised, I guess is a better way, at the way these guys have pitched so far, having not pitched an inning before they came to the Guardians?
Matthew Boyd surprises me more just because, you know, Cobb had missed all year, but he was an all-star last season, and you know, he wasn't rehabbing from Tommy John or anything like that. I mean, Boyd, you don't know. He's been, his track record is pretty up and down, and frankly, more down than up in his career and coming off Tommy John. So to give him the quality innings he's given, just throwing strikes, I mean, that's made a huge difference. So we said it for a long time that, you know, this team just needs innings from the starters. They don't even have to be elite innings. They just have to be capable innings, because they've got to ease the pressure on the bullpen. So those guys are helping to do that. They're giving them just what they need in that regard. They feel a lot better about the rotation than they did, you know, a couple months ago. But, you know, to your original point, how about be smart and have money? That's what the Dodgers are. So that's what we'll see this weekend. They're they're smart and have the finances to back it up. So that's the best of both worlds.
That really is.
Hey, Anthony, going back to the Guardians rotation, smart planning by the front office, little bit of luck to be able to kind of plug in this. I keep going back, and it's hard for me not to look back at that doubleheader they had against Kansas City like last week, and going into it like 2 days before the starters were still TBA, and then things started to work themselves out again. And I know you kind of touched on that, but is that, hey, good job front office? Is that luck? Is that, what is that?
Probably it's always a case where it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
You look at this front office, you have to be, look at it two ways. One, to be here is an incredible job and the payroll restrictions and all that. There's been some unforced errors along the way. Let's not sugarcoat any of that. I didn't understand not getting a relief arm at the deadline. As good as their bullpen is, it's so young and they've leaned on the same 3-4 guys so much that, and then so many relievers were flying off the shelves at the trade deadline. I didn't understand, not doing something back there just to have another option for Stephen Vogt. They've made some trades that have blown up on them. You see Junior Caminero, what he's done. Tobias Myers is the guy they acquired for Junior Caminero. He's gone crazy for the Brewers. He's been a key part of their rotation. So it's not a front office without faults, but at the end of the day, it's obviously the consistent success here in this market with these payroll limitations is just tremendous. It just is. And anytime they're acquiring pitching, you kind of feel like they must know what they're doing. They must have, felt really good about what they saw from Matthew Boyd prior to signing him. And Alex Cobb that wasn't as difficult to project because he has been very good in the past, in the recent past. But, that was a somewhat off-the-wall acquisition. It wasn't a guy we were circling really as a top trade target, because he was on the shelf and hadn't pitched all year. But, they, in a market that was very light on starting arms, they were able to go out and get a good one.
Big picture, one of the five starters that they were counting on at the beginning of the season is in the rotation right now.
Yeah.
One, Tanner Bibee. Anthony, that's stunning to me that, okay, I can see getting through a season. I can't see, as you very accurately said, all right, they're sliding. Oh, wait a minute, they're back. No, they're sliding. Yeah. Oh, wait, they're back. How have you pulled that off with one starter who you counted on? I'm curious as to what you think has been the reason that they've been able to stay in first place.
It's the bullpen, more than any other element of this team. It's the bullpen. And, they do a lot of things well. They hustle on the bases, and they've had more pop than last year for sure. They catch the ball, that's no small thing. But really, it's the area that has outperformed the most is the bullpen. And, with that, there comes some concern about down the stretch or in the playoffs, again, because they have ridden these rookies so hard. And I don't know what that means for their careers in general, but they've held up well so far this season. But, Vogt has managed every week of the season like it's the last week of the season. And that's gotten them where they are. It's also precarious as we go forward, but he's kind of done what he has to do with what he's had at his disposal because of what you just said. The rotation has been so beat. It looks so much different now than it was forecast to look. So, the bullpen has really cured a lot of, it's paved over a lot of sins there, in the starting unit.
Thank goodness Lane Thomas seems to have found his bat. If that can work out for them with Junkenzie Noel, all of a sudden this offense has a little different look, I would think, Anthony.
Yeah, actually, this is the guy they acquired, and I like that trade. It wasn't a big sexy move by any means, but I like Lane Thomas. He's a good player. I was stunned as anybody by how bad it went for him the first few weeks here. It went as bad as it possibly could get, but you're right. He's shown a little more life in his bat. He's shown more of the guy that they thought they were getting. He's supposed to be a pretty good contact guy with some speed and, a nice different dynamic for this offense in the outfield. So you're right. Noel, we've seen he can, when he's on, man, he's a lot of swing and miss with him, as you'd expect. But my goodness, when he's in the zone power-wise, it's really special to behold.
Let's talk about Stephen Vogt for a second. Your thoughts on a rookie manager taking his team down the stretch and getting ready for his first playoff run?
Yeah, you know, again, a tremendous job. I do think there'll be learning experiences within it. You can't really, like, fault the way he's managed. I don't mean to when I say that he's managed every week like it's the last week. But I do think that, you know, what are the long-term repercussions of that with these young relievers? I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll just be super resilient, but like I think of Dellin Betances with the Yankees all those years and how hard they rode him, and, you know, his career kind of petered out, you know, during his arbitration year. So he lost a lot of earning power by being used like that. And so I wonder about that with these guys. But again, you play the hand you're dealt. They're in a place that they weren't expected to be. They're in first place. They're going to have one of the best divisions, one of the best records in the American League, one of the top seeds in the American League. So on the whole, it's obviously hugely positive. I just think that, you know, he'll also, as he matures as a manager, as he does this for a long time, he'll also learn how to manage a season as much as a game, a week, a month, a series, whatever. There's something to be said for managing 162. And I think they're, you know, I think the use of the bullpen is both a major success story for him, and also I think a concern. You know, that's, again, I just get back to, like, I really wish they had done more in the bullpen at the trade deadline. I think they, things could turn out great, but I also wonder about the long-term ramifications for these young arms.
Anthony Castor, Vince joining us from MLB.com. Two young guys I want your opinions on. Kyle Manzardo comes up and looks like a better hitter than he was before. And then your thoughts on Brian Rocchio and how he's evolved at shortstop, and is he the answer there?
Yeah, you know, I still don't know about Rocchio. I'm not totally sold on him as the answer, quote unquote. It's obviously had a really hard time filling that position, despite, you know, a tremendous amount of depth within the system. They stockpiled middle infielders for years and still don't necessarily know who their long-term shortstop is. But so it is good to see some strides from him, but, you know, there's still a good amount of swing and miss, and, you know, you're not going to get much thump out of that bat. But he provides value in the field, which can't be overlooked. So, I don't know. I'm not completely sold on him. Manzardo is kind of showing what he was supposed to be, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. why they took advantage of Aaron Civale's value last year, and they upset the clubhouse, quite frankly, in the process. But, you know, they kind of punted on their chance at that point, what minimal chance they had of doing something last October. And that's because they really like Manzardo's bat. And it's not uncommon at all for a guy to do this, to come up, struggle, go back, come up, and rake. You know, that happens a lot, where guys just figure it out, or they're more comfortable or not feeling as much pressure. So, yeah, great to see him look like the hitter they intend him to be.
Anthony, I know every manager will say one game at a time, but when you look at what's left on this road trip for this team, Los Angeles for three, Chicago for three, is it not better to look at the big picture than the little picture, especially if you maybe drop the first two games against Los Angeles? It's about getting one against the Dodgers and two against Chicago and just splitting this thing, right? I mean,
that would be acceptable outcome for sure. Yeah, and this team will teach you, I think it's taught us all year, the value of you know, zooming out a little bit, you know? They've done a really good job winning series that they have to win. And this is not a must-win series against the Dodgers. It's a great test, like I said. I mean, you want to play well against the best teams, but it is a long season, and they've shown that, you know, you give them some space and some grace, and they will they will prove to you that it's a good ball club. You know, they've been a good ball club all year, despite some ruts along the way.
Anthony, as always, you are a super friend of the show, and we always appreciate that. And you know, we read you all the time, MLB.com. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Much love, guys. Thank you. We'll see you.
You are the man. All right, we'll talk to you later. Anthony Castrovince, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hotline. Just had a great conversation with our good friend Anthony Castrovince, kind of breaking things down as we get set for this series against the Dodgers. You got two first-place teams going head-to-head, and I do think this is going to be a good battle. For the Guardians, they'll throw Boyd, they'll throw Cobb, they'll throw Williams. Knack, Stone, and Flaherty will be the three guys that they'll see this weekend on the other side of the bump. Okay. Made for TV, right? Made for TV
all
movie
right
here.
Mm-hmm. Anthony scared me.
Why?
Because he mentioned the bullpen with the thought of overuse and paying for it down the road. And I'll be honest, I don't know that I had thought about that a whole lot. And it was the only thing that he mentioned that made me think, gosh, that could be bad. You know, Stephen Vogt's done a great job, but he has used the bullpen quite a bit. Dano?
A little bit of news coming down out of Cincinnati. T. Higgins apparently tweaked a hamstring yesterday per Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor followed up by saying, we'll see in terms of his availability on Sunday. He was then asked about Jamar Chase's availability, also responded with, we'll see. And then Jamar Chase followed that up by saying contract talks are in reach and that he is a game time decision on Sunday. And he told that to Jeff Hobson, who covers the Bengals for Bengals.com.
So Tyler Boyd's in Tennessee. T. Higgins has a tweaked hammy and Jamar Chase's, we'll see. Okay. Okay.
It all sounds good to the Browns for me, if you ask me. Get all those guys out of there. So who will they start?
They just drafted a young guy.
Jermaine Burton?
I think that's him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Joe Burrow needs receivers, though. And if his top three receivers from last year aren't out there, We'll see.
You don't think David Bell's going to be on the roster, do you, later this afternoon?
Don't think so.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't think so. They currently have 6 wide receivers on their roster.
Most teams do.
We don't. We have 5. We're not like most teams. If our team
apparently,
if our team jumped off a bridge, Jeff, would you have to follow them? No. You're better than that. You're smarter than that. T. Higgins out of practice then. That was the storyline that we just got right there. All right, let's go back to the Guardians here for a second. And you were saying?
Anthony made me think a little bit. Yeah. And he brought up the name Dellin Betances, who was a terrific relief pitcher for the Yankees. Was never their closer. And he said, you know, they pitched him like absolute crazy up until his arbitration year. And I'm just looking at the numbers. He appeared in 70, 74, 73, 66, and 66 games, and then had some arm issues and pitched in just 17 more major league games. I thought, oh boy, okay. So I'm not looking doom and gloom on this, but I'm just kind of thinking down the road here. Hopefully that works out okay. And hopefully they're okay for the rest of this year. You know, we don't have any issues there. You really haven't had too many issues. Heck, they keep bringing guys up who keep getting guys out.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, maybe a couple of months, about how the bullpen was going to get burned out. They don't seem to be getting burned out.
Don't seem to be, do they?
No.
No.
Is that mythical?
I don't think it's mythical. I think it's real. But in this case, it hasn't happened. At least it does not appear that it's happened, does it?
I mean, they have the best ERA in the American League by almost a full point. A little bit less than a full point. Houston has the second best ERA as far as bullpens are concerned. You look at some of the numbers, strikeouts, man, they've got almost 50 more than Houston. Nah, I take it back. About 25 more. Funny, the White Sox have the most strikeouts by bullpen, but maybe they're having more opportunities to try to strike out the bottom of the lineup because they're used to seeing the top of the lineup get on base. Or I don't know. That might be
the scary thing here. And again, Anthony made me think about this even more. And I just gave you those numbers for Betances, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where they pitched the heck out of him, and he pitched at least 66 games 5 years in a row. The Guardians have 6 relievers who have appeared in 60 or more games.
And they're young.
with another 3 or 4 weeks to go.
I know you worried.
That's Dan, a lot of appearances.
Dan, you worried about this bullpen getting burned out? I people keep saying worry, but they keep going out there and doing the job.
Hell, I've been worried for 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I'm still worried. I'm not going to lie.
That's a lot of guys pitching a lot of games, 6 guys with 60 or more appearances.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still worried about it, but again, it has blown out, so, eh. But yeah, I worry, absolutely.
But take a look at the rotation. You know, as we've mentioned to Anthony, the only guy in the rotation now who was in the rotation at the beginning of the year, who was in the rotation plan for the beginning of this year. Well, I shouldn't say that, because Gavin Williams was in the plan, but he wasn't there. But the only one who started the season in the rotation who's still there is Tanner Bibee. That's it. Gavin Williams has come back.
Right.
But you lost Tristan McKenzie to ineffectiveness. You lost Logan Allen to ineffectiveness. You lost Carlos Carrasco to injury. You lost Shane Bieber to injury.
Let's take a phone call in here. Tim is in South Carolina, home of the Gamecocks. How are you, Tim?
This is actually Ken calling from South Carolina.
How are you?
And I'm great, and it's great to hear all this Ohio talk. I was actually a Kent State graduate, 1979.
Woohoo!
So good to hear WMMS again. So I'll make it quick for you guys. So back in the 2020 wild card series, my daughter bought me a ticket to go see the Yankees play Cleveland. I will admit I'm a Yankee fan, but she said, hey, where's the best place to catch a home run ball? And I told her, well, behind the W.B. Mason sign. So we get these great sits right there. And she says to me, Dad, what are you going to do if you catch a ball? I said, well, if the Yankees hit it, I'm going to keep it. And they said, well, what if somebody hits it from Cleveland? And I said, well, you're supposed to throw it back. I said, but hell, I'm 65 years old. I'll be damned if I'm going to throw a ball back on the field and get, you know, escorted off the field.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, Quan hits a shot over the WB Mason sign, and I was an old baseball player, and I said, I think I'm going to get this thing.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I got it. Right? So okay. I have the ball, and I thought back then, I said, you know, maybe Quan would want this ball. I'm sure he's not going to throw it back. I have to tell you something. When you're a Yankee fan and you catch a Cleveland ball or an opposition ball and you don't throw it back, do you have any idea what the chants are like in that stadium?
Nope.
Never really thought about it. You know, I will tell you this, even at, even in my 20s or 30s, when I was lucky enough, I think I've got like two or three, I found a little kid next to me and handed it to him and made a baseball fan for life.
Well, that was the whole point.
Yeah.
So here it's a playoff game. It's all adults. So I don't have a little kid next to me, but I thought my
daughter should have rented one.
You should have rented one.
You should have rented a kid. They rent everything there. You're good.
Well, all I got to tell you is, I hope this is appropriate for the radio.
If it's not, we'll blow it up.
We have a button for that.
Right. Yeah.
The chance of a thousand people, you suck, you suck. And I'm waving my Yankee cap like, I'm not throwing this ball on the field. So I thought my daughter would like the ball. She says, no, Dad, you do something with it. Well, I actually
hung out
when I got back.
Yeah, I got to get to the end of this story. I know this New York, they have tons of time for this stuff. But give me the punchline of this thing. Go ahead.
I have the ball.
Yep.
I tried to get in touch with somebody from Cleveland. Did Quan want the ball? I figure he's a rookie. It's his only playoff home run ball. Mm. What do I do with that ball?
Call the PR office. Try one more time. That's probably the best move. Yep, call the PR office. They'll take care of you. Thank you, Tim. Tim in South Carolina with a wonderful rendition of a New York fan in the bleachers.
With a Kent State guy doing rooting for the Yankees.
With a historic, because there's a lot of New Yorkers again. Didn't you know any New Yorkers when you went there?
Yes, I did.
I knew a bunch of them. Can we get that 3 minutes back?
Jedrick Wills back at practice today. We will see how it goes from there. But according to multiple reports, Jedrick Wills is back at practice for the Cleveland Browns today.
All right, what do you think of that? I don't think he's playing. I don't think they're going to play.
He said he's not playing.
I don't know. I heard Ken this morning say, well, maybe he might get in the game. If he's able to go, would you not play him?
I'm going with Jedrick.
I understand, but what he said, if the team thinks he's healthy and they want him to go out there and play and he thinks he can play, why wouldn't he play? Would you feel better with him there? If he's not healthy, no.
He said he wasn't starting.
He wasn't starting. That's right.
But you're not going to bring a starter off the bench. If a starter is able to play, you're going to start him.
I don't think he's playing. I mean, I don't think he's playing. But he's back at practice, so that's good. That's better than what he was doing during the preseason.
You might find out when we hear from Kevin.
Are we over-worrying this offensive line thing, this left tackle thing?
Nope.
We're not.
Nope.
So we're not just talking about this.
You have a quarterback
who's
prone to getting sacked in the first place. I mean, that's been one of the big things in Deshaun's career is he gets sacked too often because he hangs onto the ball too much. He tries to extend plays. Now mix in a bad left tackle situation, or at least one that's up in the air right now. I think Jack Conklin could do a nice job there. I think Jed would do a nice job there. We'll see.
I think Jack will be fine if they move him over there. I'm going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we hope he will.
We'll get into that a little later with two keys in a lock, because that's I find us talking a lot about this left tackle stuff, and sometimes when it's all said and done, I think we over-worry, we overthink about things. Unless a guy's just getting run over all game, I just think we're worrying way too much about it. I do. Just where I'm at on this thing. And if Deshaun plays anywhere near where we want him to, we shouldn't have to worry about it on Sunday anyway. It is going to be one of the biggest super friends of the show. He never digresses. He's always outstanding when he is on the air. He is Tim May from Letterman Row, and he will join us shortly right here on Baskin and Phelps. We love having him on. The Buckeyes last week coming up with a win over Akron. I don't want to say a big win, but 52-6, the final in that game. We saw a lot of things out of this team that we were looking forward to seeing, in particular Will Howard, to see what he would look like. Ohio State tomorrow night, they're on the Big Ten Network, and they will take on Western Michigan. So we'll give the opportunity to see another round or another go-round of the Ohio State football team. So let's find out, what did we learn last week about the Buckeyes? And we bring in Sir Timothy May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you fellas doing today on
this Tim.
Glorious late summer afternoon?
What's the weather like in Columbus right now? Are we expecting? We're not expecting rain tomorrow night for the Bucks, are we? Well, last week they were looking for rain, and that never happened, right?
very warm. It's very warm right now, and supposed to have some storms, possibly a front come through in the evening with some, I think, clearing or lingering or possibly lingering clouds in the afternoon. But I think it's supposed to be pretty nice for a football game tomorrow night, maybe a little bit breezy, but the temperatures are expected to be falling into the 50s or maybe lower as the night goes on.
Ooh, that's winter
we'll
in Columbus.
Back with more. We'll be back with more about our weather after this word from Real Football.
Thank you. Staff meteorologist Tim May giving us the lowdown, seal number 7,426. Thank you.
By the way, that's a weather forecast, so there's no way in any shape or form it's expected to be accurate.
Correct.
Nor does it matter if it is.
You know who was accurate? Yeah. Will Howard last week. I liked watching him play.
Smooth, Andy.
Jeremiah Smith,
second
man.
Half.
Real
second
deal,
half.
Baby. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeremiah Smith. It's exaggeration because he definitely probably needs at least a year in college football. But if you just walk up to this young man and you're told he's he's one of the best receivers probably in the country and could play in the NFL, you would agree, because physically he looks the part and mentally he seems to really get it. And, you know, after the first drop, and as Chris Carter tweeted, you know, he dropped his first pass in Ohio Stadium also. And we know Archie Griffin fumbled on what his first carry in Ohio Stadium.
How about Eddie George, yeah. Right? Three fumbles in his first three, right?
Yeah, it happens to the best of them. So, Eddie George was, you know, a couple of fumbles against Illinois. Mm-hmm. Wasn't necessarily his first carries, but he bounced back pretty well to win a Heisman Trophy also. So, Jeremiah Smith is a real deal, and it's pretty remarkable. As one of the people associated with the Ohio State football team said to me, Ohio State has two unicorns on this team. You know what I mean? You know what I mean by unicorn? Rare. Doesn't come along very often. One of them is Jeremiah Smith. The other is Caleb Downs. Although Lathan Ransom looked that part at safety last week also.
Tim, I'm curious about quarterbacks in college football these days. Will Howard comes in, you know, after his 4 years at Kansas State and replaces Kyle McCord, who moved on to Syracuse. Right. Are we going to see a complete revolving door? Because you'd make the argument that Kyle McCord was better last year maybe at Ohio State than Will Howard ever was at Kansas State, yet he comes in and McCord goes out. Is that just the way this is going to be now?
Yeah, I don't know if you could make totally – if you just look at pure raw stats, maybe you can make that argument. But, you know, Will Howard helped Kansas State and was a big part of Kansas State winning the Big 12 championship in 2022. That's something, obviously, Kyle McCord didn't do last year. Number two, there seems to be a – you know, I like Kyle McCord, so I'm not going to sit here and rip him. But there seems to be more of a little fire in the belly when it comes to Will Howard. And Will Howard, if you watched him play, especially in the second half last week when he finally got his feet down. Now, they were playing Akron, but Akron had some transfers, and Akron looked like a pretty competent football team as far as I was concerned.
I thought so, too.
Especially in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is you just saw – Will Howard, I wrote a story about it earlier this week. When you watched him last week, he just looked like the guy. Not saying he's going to be Dan Marino or Lamar Jackson or, you know, Patrick Mahomes, but he just looked like the guy out there and seemed to be in control of things the more the game went on. And that's what stands out about him is, you know, his the Urban Meyer line was he was a grown rear end man. So, I almost slipped there, but I didn't because, you know what, I take y'all's radio program quite seriously.
Oh, of course you do. Sure. Yes, yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. The program. By the way, y'all look a lot taller over the radio, too.
But, I do.
Thank you.
But the bottom line is, comparing these two now is kind of moot because who cares? I mean, one's playing for Syracuse and one's playing for Ohio State, and, you know, you ride with each one, right, whichever school you're at.
But, you think it's going to be a continuous revolving door, though? I don't mean Ohio State. I mean just quarterbacks. Are the days of a guy going to one school, that's it, not transferring, are those over?
Well, I don't think you can make a blanket statement on that because look at Miller Moss, you know, but at USC. But the Carson Beck at Georgia, Stetson Bennett at Georgia, who won two straight national championships. I mean, they tried to run him off, you know, twice.
And he ended up being one of the better college football quarterbacks in history as far as just willing his team or guiding his team to national championships. I don't think you can put a blanket statement out there, but the funny thing about it is, ever since I started covering Ohio State in 1984, quarterbacks have been transferred. I mean, Kent Graham transferred into Ohio State in, 1990, 91 from Notre Dame, ended up being their starting quarterback in 91 when I really thought Kirk Herbstreit probably should have been the guy. Then Herbstreit got his turn. But quarterbacks have been coming and going everywhere, but sitting out a year in the old days.
So
you're always looking. You only get five. Well, in the old days, you get 5 years to play four. They may be changing it to 5 years to play five. Who knows what's coming down the road from the NCAA. But, you know, the clock starts ticking. I mean, just like Joe Burrow was here, 3 years? And finally, when he didn't necessarily win that battle with Dwayne Haskins Jr. in the spring of 2018, he went to LSU, you know, was an average quarterback in 2018, whereas Dwayne Haskins Jr. set Big Ten records for Ohio State in 18. Then in 19, Joe Burrow, they brought in a new offensive coordinator. Some guys matured on that football team. And next thing you know, he's playing as well, if not better, than any quarterback in Southeastern Conference history. So you pretty much got to go. If you really feel like you're worthy, you pretty much roll the dice and take your chances and make a move. And what's really scary about it now, though, is you may make that move and still be behind a guy, and then the next year they bring in a guy better than you from the transfer portal. So, you know, it's kind of – Devin Brown is kind of facing that little conundrum now at Ohio State because they went out and got Will Howard, and Will Howard won the job in preseason, but he's only here 1 year. So what does Devin Brown do? Does he stick around? He stuck around. You know, right now he has stuck around, but, you know, we have a little bit of decision to make because – obviously, they're bringing in Tavian St. Clair, incredibly talented quarterback out of Bell Fountain next year. And we all know, you've all heard the talk about Julian Sayin, who transferred from Alabama after just 3 weeks at the Capstone, transferred to Alabama after Nick Saban retired. And you've heard all the, you know, all the glowing comments about him in practice, the way he's looked. So, yeah, I mean, I think quarterbacks should ask themselves that question, especially in this transfer portal age where there's a chance you can find a place and go play immediately. I think that's here to stay as long as the transfer portal is.
It's funny, Tim, because I keep having flashbacks to a guy like, and I'm going to throw a real old name. Remember Mark Garcia, the quarterback that was probably going to have a shot at Ohio State but kept getting hurt?
Sure.
And then ended up, you know, I think he had a tryout with the Bengals even after he barely played at all at Ohio State.
He was talented. I mean, and you remember Brett Powers, who transferred in and spelled Bobby Hoying and looked really good. They literally put him in, you know, in the middle of late in games or, you know, second half, and he looked quite poised back there and looked really good. So you can pick up a pretty good backup in this situation. Also, of course, he looked pretty good until the Michigan game, the last game of the year. But you know how that bugaboo's been there, was there for a while under John Cooper.
Yeah, you throw everything out. It didn't matter. I'm gonna go back and just ask you really quick because you brought that up. Because it was confusing because Jeff and I were trying to talk about it earlier in the week. If the NCAA changes some of these eligibility rules, are we talking about 6 years to play five seasons?
I don't understand it yet.
Okay.
I mean, that has not come close, I don't think, to being concreted. Is that the correct term?
It is.
But who knows? I mean, the NCAA is – NCAA, when we talk about the NCAA, I keep reminding people, we're talking about the members of the NCAA. There isn't somebody just making rules over in Indianapolis. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're scrambling. The old saying goes, they're like the – you know, when you see a duck going across a pond, he looks pretty calm, but – underneath it, you know, there's a lot of paddling going on. There's a lot of paddling going on in the NCAA right now just to try to get a handle on this. You know, and I go back to that transfer stuff, transfer portal. You know, the only word that comes to mind that would give them, meaning NCAA member schools, more power in that realm would be is the word contracts with players, the word contract. And they just don't want to go there because, you know, if you're under contract, to the Cleveland Browns, you don't just get up and leave, you know?
Right.
Well, you can, but you're not going to play somewhere else. Breach of contract. But we'll see if they ever get to that.
All right, Tim. As always, we enjoy talking to you. We'll hopefully talk to you next week. And we've got an off week next week, right?
No Western Michigan preview, no nothing. No reaction to last night's game. No reaction to USC finding a defense, enough of a defense to beat LSU. Nothing?
Well, you just gave it to us. Okay. Thank you. That's why we appreciate you.
We think the Buckeyes are pretty good against Western.
We feel good about the Bucks tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty good. I think it'll be pretty good. Western's defense is pretty decent. Ohio State's ready, I think, to rock and roll in this one.
Let's see what happens. I was going to ask you about the offensive line, but I'll hold that for another day. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Fellas.
All right, bye. Tim May, the awesome Tim May, who joins us every week to talk a little bit about Ohio State from Letterman Row.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.